It is with great excitement that we begin a brand new Masechta in the Daf Yomi, Maseches Pesachim. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity, and in Yitzhak Hashem, we should all be successful in learning this Masechta. It's a wonderful preparation for the Yontif of Pesach, which in Yitzhak Hashem was starting the Maseches today, and in Yitzhak Hashem will be finishing it right before Pesach. The Masechta ends on Tes Nisan, which is right before Pesach. Yitzhak Hashem, my father's yard site is Yud Nisan, so this Masechta dedicated to Lili Nishmaso. Yitzhak Hashem, we all should learn this successfully. We dedicate today's daf as well, Lili Nishmas, Emmanuel Gluck, Menashe Ben Zev, and also to David Fran's grandmother, Susie Fliegler, Sarah Leah Bas Yosef. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah. So we begin Daf Beis, Amud Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. And we begin with the famous words of Or Li Arba Osar on the Or of Arba Osar. Now we're going to have a whole machlokas in the Gemara as to what Or exactly means, but everybody's maskim that it means that we check the Bedikas Chometz at the start. The Or means at the light, it's a euphemism, at the start of the night of the 14th day of Nisan, Yud Dalet Nisan. That's when we do Bedikas Chometz, and we'll begin to understand why we do that as we go through this Mishnah. So, early Arba Osar, on the night of the Yud Dalet Nisan, we botkin es hechometz l'or haner. We have to go and check via candle to look to see if there's any chometz in the house. Rashi points out that we use l'or haner. The Gemara will explain why on Dav Zayin, and that's because you can, with a candle, check into the nooks and crannies very well to see if there's any chometz anywhere. And Rashi says in Dibur Maskul botkin shlo yavor olav bebal yirah ubayimotze. There is a Torah prohibition against having in your possession or even seeing bayirah ubayimotze. We'll learn as we go through the Masechta what it means you shouldn't have in your possession any chometz, as the pasuk tells us, lo yera l'cha chometz, lo yera l'cha sar b'chol gvulecha. And this prohibition is an issur d'oraisa, and therefore we have to go and check, Rashi says, to make sure that you don't have any chometz in your possession, that you're not over this issur d'oraisa. Separate from eating chometz, there's a separate mitzvah of destroying the chometz. That's a mitzvah saseh, hashbasa, ach bayom harishon tashbisu so'or mibateichem. So that means that we have to go and destroy the chametz that we do have in our possession before the zman that the isser takes effect. But here we're talking, Rashi says, about the isser of what we call bal yirah, bal yimotzeh. You're not allowed to have in your possession any chametz. Pasuk tells us, shivas yomim sar lo yimotzeh bevateichem. You're not allowed to have any chametz in your houses during this seven-day period of time. And that's what Tosus brings down over here. He disagrees with Rashi that's saying that you're doing the Bedikas Chometz, so you shouldn't be over Bayira Bayimotze. Why is that? So the top Tosus he brings down, Pirsha Kuntris, Shalom Lavor Lob Bayira Bayimotze, as we just said, but the Koshel Reed, the Reed doesn't like this explanation. He says, and we're going to have this famous discussion a little bit later in the Masechta, Kivin the Tzarech Bittel, we have to do a Bittel, we have to be Mevatel any Chometz that we have in our possession, like the Gemara is going to tell us in Dav Vav, Habodek Tzarech Shivatel, when you do the Bedika, at the conclusion of Bedika, you Mevatel any Chometz that you find or that you didn't find. Umidaraisa, and on a Din Daraisa level, Bebittel be almosagi. It would be adequate if you just did a bittel. You could have a big piece of cake in your living room, but you say, it's not mine. I'm a vatalit, so you're technically not over by your rabbi yamotze. So therefore, Tosu says, so amai hitzrichu chachomim bedika klal. So what is the purpose of our Mishnah telling us that we have to do bedika as chometz? You just have to say, call the chamir the chamir, the ikah b'rishusi, anything that I have, my possession, that I know about, that I don't know about, is not mine. And therefore, you're not over the daraisa by just doing bittel. So therefore, Tosu says in Yir Liri, the Aval God, the Sog give you bittel. Even though bittel technically would be alone, the rabbi set up, Hechmiru Chachomim Livdok Chometz Ulevaro. The rabbi set up this concept of doing a Bedika for Chometz and then do a Hashbasa for the Chometz to destroy it. Levaro literally means by fire, but we'll see in Machlokas and Gemara, does it have to be by fire or could you destroy it in any other way? Shalo yavo li ochlo, so that by accident in the middle of Yontif, you find this delicious piece of cake and you forget yourself and you go and eat it. And chay mashal lekamen and daf yud omid beis. The boy Rav is going to ask the question over there. Kikar bishmei kore. If you have a kikar that's on top of a beam, so you have a nice piece of cake, it's a packaged piece of cake that you have up there on top of a beam, and you find it's only milk of Yontif that you may come to eat it. Or Ozilma, Odilma, Zimna, the Nafal is going to fall down. And you're going to suddenly find this delicious piece of cake and you forget yourself that it's Pesach and you put it in your mouth. And then Tosos goes through a discussion why the rabbis were mamachmir by this issur than by other issurim ayin and the rest of this Tosos. So again, either because of Bayi Rabbi Yamatze, or because of the concern that you might find Shema Yimso Gluska Yofed, you may find a nice piece of chometz in the middle of Pesach and forget yourself and eat it. So therefore, the rabbis set up over here orally our boss or a boat can ask chometz lor and there. That's where we go and check the bedikas chometz. We look for chometz on the night, the start of the 14th day of Nisan. Of course, in our calendar, the night starts the day. So this is called orally our boss or. Okay, we'll have a huge machlokas in the Gemara for the entire shiur today as to what the word or means over here in the Mishnah. We'll have the opinion of Rav Huna that it says that it means during the daytime, and Rav Yehuda that it says that it means during the lighttime, which is, of course, how we paskin. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Kol makum she'ein machnisim bo chametz. This is a very important concept, which many people do spring cleaning when they do checking for chametz, and that's not what the din requires. So it says, Kol mokum shein machnisim bo chametz, wherever you don't bring chametz, behind your refrigerator, which you never move all year long, you don't bring chametz over there. In all sorts of other places of your house where you never bring chametz, so then ein tzarech bedika. So the whole purpose over here is that you shouldn't be over either Rashi, Bayi, or Bayi Matzah, or Tosos, Shema Yimtza, Gluska Yofa. You may find a nice piece and eat it on Yontif, so there is no concern that this will occur in places where you don't bring chametz into. So therefore, we don't have to go and do a bedikah in those places. Now the girsa that we have is ubameh amru, however in the Mishnah, Shabbat B'Shnayis, and in the Rif, it brings down v'lama amru, why? So either under what circumstances, or why did the rabbi say elsewhere that you have to do bedikas chametz when you have barrels in a storehouse of shtei shuros b'martev, that you have to go and check within two rows in your storehouse of where you have your wine, your barrels of wine, that's where you have to check for chametz. The reason why they said that is because that's makum shemachnisim bo chametz. That's where you go and put chametz potentially when you're going to get the wine. Your servant may go inside there, or you may go inside there to go and get some wine in the middle of a meal, and you're carrying your sandwich with you. You put your sandwich down, and you take the wine, but you forget your sandwich there. So in those shtei shuros b'martev, in those two rows, see machlokas in the Mishnah, and then we'll have it more in detail on Dav Ches in the Gemara, exactly where these two rows are, that's a potential place where you could bring chametz in, and therefore the rabbi said, there you have to do bedika. But in places where you don't bring chametz in, you don't have to do bedika. So now, Beishamay Omrim, that these shtei shuros is al pnei kol amartev. They say that these two rows are the entire face, if you wish, the front area of the storehouse where you have the wine. And the Gemara will explain that this is talking about two rows deep on the top barrels. And Basila disagrees. Basila says, Shtei shuros hachitzonos sheno yonos. Basila omrim, that we're dealing over here with the two barrels on the top and the one below it in the outer row. That's what the Gemara will explain. Shtei shuros hachitzonos sheno yonos. We'll actually see this is a machlokas in the Gemara as well between Rav and Shmuel on Daf Ches Omid Beis. Now let's begin the Gemara. The Mishnah used the terminology orally arboso. What does the word or mean? My or. So Rav Huna Amar Nage. Rav Huna says it actually means light. Nage means light. So therefore, when it says that you do the bedika by orally arbasar, it means you do it during the day. And Rabbi Yehuda Omar Lele. And Rabbi Yehuda says it means night. It's a euphemism. Or here means a euphemism for night. So now we're going to go through derivations of what these words mean. So the Gemara says, Koso kadaitach, you might think. Tosa says, Lo nokat koso kadaitach el mishum man diomer nige. The reason why it has to tell us, you might think, when it says nige, that it means actually during the day. And that's why it says it. And therefore, Tosa says, and by the way, then it also says night means night. That everybody agrees. There's no machlokas on Laila. Rashi says, we're not goris the next part of night means night, because everybody knows that. It's only on the word or that we have the question. So we'll keep the gear so that we have, even though Rashi says they're not goris this next words, but kosoka daita, you might have thought that this is only going to man to omar nigi, it means nigi mamish, it means the light of the day. That means you should do the bedika during the daytime. Oman to omar lele means lele mamish, it means nighttime, and you should do the bedika at night. So that's what the Gemara is now telling us this machlokis is, but the Gemara is now going to question each side of this machlokis, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, respectively, one after the other, multiple times, and we're ultimately going to conclude, of course, that or liar boasor does mean that you do bedikas chametz at the night. So the Gemara starts off and asks on Rav Yehuda, who says that it means night. Mesi, does it really mean night? The pasuk tells us haboker or vanashim shulcho. Now this is dealing with when Yosef sends the Shvatim back to Yaakov Avinu when they came down to Mitzrayim, and it says haboker or, which means the boker is or. Rashi says we're using or as a noun over here. Hay or, when we're saying the word or over here, means, at least during the question part, that it means it's a shem davarhu, it's a noun. So it's telling us haboker is also known as or. And then danashim shulchu. So amo or yimamahu, you see that or means daytime, and therefore Rav Yehuda kash on you. How can you say it means nighttime? So the Gemara answers that no. Look at the pasuk carefully. It doesn't say haboker is or, that the boker is also known by the noun of or. Miksiv ha'or boker, that's not what it says. It didn't use that ha'or is known as boker. It says haboker or ksiv, which means, keman diomer, safra nahar. It means the same thing as we have, as if the pasuk had said, in the morning, safra nahar. That's when the sun shines. And this is in accord with what we said elsewhere, Rav Yehuda Amarav. What is that? The Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, La'olam yikonitz adam bechitov. The Yetze bechitov. That a person, when he enters a city, when he leaves a city, should always go when it's tov. Now tov, we learned from the very beginning in Parshas Bereishis, it says there, Vayar Elokim esor ki tov. So this idea of ki tov means that you should enter into a city when it's still light. It's dangerous. Rashi says because of listing, because of robbers, or because of chayos, of wild animals. So that's what it means. The ki tov, you should go in when it's still light, and don't leave in the morning before it starts to get light again because of the dangers of travel. So therefore, there's no rai here against Rav Yehuda. We try again. Where it says, Mesa, I have another braisa. The braisa says, uch'or boker yizrach shemesh. David HaMelech said this pasuk, and it means, and uche or boker. It means, or is boker. Yizrach shemesh. Then the sun will shine. So what does this mean? Alma or yamamahu. It means that the word or means day. And therefore, Rav Huna is right. Kash on Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says, no, that's not what the pasuk means. Look at it carefully. Does it say, miksiv or boker? Does it say that the or is also known as boker? No, it's not a noun over here. It means uche or boker ksiv. It means that in the morning there is light. So that's what it means. Vachikamar, uba or boker bolamazeh. And in the light of the morning in this world, so Rashi explains, that means the tzaddikim, even in the darkness, are light in this world, just like Ke'en Zvich HaShemesh LaTzaddikim LeOlam HaBo. But this has nothing to do with defining the word or as meaning boker. Try again. Meisvei, another kasha on Rav Yehuda. The pasuk from Bereishis tells us, Vayikra Elokim or Yom. So it says, Alma or Yomamahu. This is clearly if it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called or, seemingly using it as a noun, or Yom. So, and then he says, L'choshech kor Laila. So then clearly, or means day. Alma or Yomamahu. Kasha on Rav Yehuda. So where it says, no. Again, you have to interpret it in the following way. Hochi komar. L'meir uba. When the sun shines, kor Yom. That's when it's called daytime. But lav dafka, that or means daytime. In other words, we're saying that the day begins at the time that there is light. Lameyer uba, when the sun shining starts to come up, kiroyom, that's when we call it daytime. But lav dafka, that the word or means day. But then the pasuk says, the Gemara questions, Eloyata, keep on reading, lachoshech korolaila. And when darkness comes, it's called night. If you're telling me, lamachshech, only when it starts to get dark is it called night. Uba kor laila, and the pasuk calls it nighttime, but that's not true. For kaimelon, we only start calling it nighttime when it's fully dark. Da'at seis hakochavim yamamahu. So you can't tell me that at the start of darkness, that's when we call it night. That's not true. So therefore, you can't tell me at the first light, that's when we call it day. That's also not true. So it must be, again, kash on Rav Yehuda, that or does mean day. The Gemara says, no. Rav Yehuda is okay. El hochi kamar. This is what the pasuk is telling us over here. Kayi rachmona l'nohora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called that there should be light in the world. Ufakte amitzvoso diyamama. And he said, this concept of light, you will reign during the daytime. Your mitzvah, your job description will be to go and reign during the daytime. And I also am creating something called night. I'm also calling something darkness. And ufakde, and I'm commanding, I'm mitzvasa Delilah, that this darkness will reign during the night. But again, there's no proof that the word or over here can't be used to describe night. So those are the first three challenges that we have against Rav Yehuda. Now we go in and try to challenge Rav Huna's opinion. Meisve, we ask against Rav Huna, the pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Halu kol kol chvayor. It says that all of the stars in the sky will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it says kol kol chvayor, all the stars are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu during or. Now, Alma, what do you see from this pasuk? Or is ortahu. Obviously, we're using the word or as a euphemism here to mean night, because when are the stars out? The stars are out at night. So it says, halu kol kochvei or, it means when the stars are out at night. And therefore, kash on Rav Huna now. So it says, no, Rav Huna would explain as follows. Hochi komar. The pasuk is telling us over here, halu kol kochavim hami'irim. It's telling us that the stars that shine are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that leads to the obvious question, Elamiyata. Kochavim hami'irim hu dubo shibuche. She'enam irin lo bo shvuche. What? Only stars that shine praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And stars that don't shine don't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? First of all, which stars don't shine? So, the pasuk doesn't make any sense to understand it that way. V'aksiv halu kol tzva'av. The pasuk already tells us that all the creations of the sky are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the stars that shine and even the stars that don't shine, whatever that would mean. So therefore, that can't be the way to understand the pasuk, that it means Kalu kol kochvim hami'irim. So therefore, the teretz that Rav Huna gives isn't a good teretz, but we'll try again. Eloha kamashvul, and Rav Huna would answer that this is what it means. It means the or de kochavim nami orhu. It's telling us that the star light is also something that is called light, because this has a nafkamina, whether we call the stars light, whether we call that starlight light or not, can have a nafkamina in the following situation. L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? What's the practical ramifications of saying starlight is called light or not? So this had a huge nafkamina if somebody makes a ned, they're not to get any hana from light. L'noder mina, or if somebody says, whatever the reason, I ask myself to get hana from light, so then does this include starlight or not? Now, we have funny gears over here. The gears that we have says ditnan. On the side, it says it should be ditanya. But if you go look in the side, it says in the Hagos, Mari Landau. So the opinion there that's brought down is that this is not a brisa. Ein ze lo mishnah ve lo brisa. This is nowhere found as not a mishnah and not as a brisa. And if you look in the tzlach from the Noda Yehuda of Landau, and he says that neither there's no mishnah over here or a brisa. And in fact, it's not brought down anywhere. He says there is no source for this statement over here, and we don't paskin like this statement. And he says if one is no there against the or, says a person says, I will take a neder that I won't get any hanah from or, he is in fact allowed to get hanah from starlight. But in any event, the Gemara is bringing down over here that this is a nafkamina. How we paskin it, the tzlach says that we paskin that it's not considered light. But that would be the nafkamina. If a person says, I'm no different or, I know them in or, osur bi orin shol kochavim. So this statement over here says that would include starlight. Again, the tzlach brings down that it doesn't include starlight. Okay, so that would be a nafkamina, and that's how Rav Huna answered this question. Again, now we go back to questioning Rav Yehuda's opinion that or means night. Meisvei, another question on Rav Yehuda. The pasuk tells us, Lo or yakum rotzeach, yiktol oni ve'evyon uvalayla yihi kiganov. Now this is a pasuk from Eov, and the pasuk tells us that Lo or, which means literally at or, we'll define what or is in a second, yakum rotzeach, that's when the murderers get up, the yiktal oni, and they go kill poor people, the evyon, and they go rob people. Ubalaila, and then the pasuk says, and at night time they function as a ganav, yika ganav. So you have a gazlan who's a person, a rotzeach, who goes and he's not afraid of anybody. He's a tough guy, and the ganav is a more surreptitious person. He sneaks around at night. He's afraid of other people, and he comes in on the sly. So the pasuk clearly tells us that the rotzeach, he goes and kills people during or. And at nighttime, the ganav slinks around. So we turn to the Amud Beis. So the pasuk therefore tells us, "Ha midika Omar ubalaylo he kaganov." Since the pasuk tells us at night, you're a ganov. That's when the sly, sneaky ganov goes around. He slinks around. That implies at the beginning of the pasuk, the rotsayach amo or yamamahu. So there, it's talking about the daytime, and it uses the lashon of ar. Kasha and Rav Yehuda. So it says no. Hasam hachi kamar. This is what it means. This is telling us a very important din of imbor b'machteres. If a ganav comes, person comes to attack you, so if he's coming in a tunnel, so he's basically saying, if you find me, you're going to try to kill me, and therefore I'm coming and I'm going to kill you if you stop me. So therefore, if imbor b'machteres, if a ganav comes in a tunnel into your house, you have the right to go and kill him, because before somebody comes to kill you, you're allowed to go and kill them. Hard game. You're allowed to go and kill them. So therefore, Rav Huna is homiletically darshaning this parsha as follows. Hasam hachi kamar. Ip shita loch milsa ki nahora. If it is clear to you as the light of the day, the anefashos kasi, that this ganav, this robber, is coming to go and attack you, and he's willing to kill you if you try to stop him, so then, in that situation, rotzeachu, he is a potential murderer. And therefore, you have the right, habor lohar gecha, hashkem lohar go. You have the right to go kill him first. You don't have to wait till he pulls a gun on you. If you see him coming towards you, you have a right to kill him. If you're certain, if it's as clear as the light of day, that he's a rotzeach, v'nitan latzil b'nafsho, you're allowed to go and save your life by taking his life. However, v'masafka loch, milsa b'lelya, if, however, it's unclear, Tosu says, for example, if a son is coming to rob his father, so the father will never kill the son. It's as clear as day that the father is not going to kill the son. In other words, if it's not clear to you that he's coming to kill you, so then in that situation, then he's functioning not as a gazla, not as a rotzeach, but he's functioning as a stealth robber, a slinking robber who's not coming to kill you. He'll run away if he's caught. Then yibenecha kaganav, you should treat him like a ganav, and you don't have the right to go kill him prophylactically. Lo nitan latzilo, preventively, benafshu, you're not allowed to go and take his life as a preventative measure to protect your life, because he's not coming to kill you. That's what the pasuk means. It should be darshan in this homiletic fashion, and not literally that the pasuk says la'or, it means during the daytime. Rav Yehuda got out of that challenge as well. We try again. Meisvei, we attack Rav Yehuda's opinion again with the following. Yechshechu kochvei nishpo. The pasuk in Iyov tells us that the kochavim, the kochvei nishpo, Rashi explains kochvei nishpo or kochvei leilo, the stars that come out at night, they're going to become yechshechu, they're going to become darkened or less bright. So yechshechu kochvei nishpo, Yikavlor, you're going to be very desirous over here that there should be light. Vayin, but there won't be any. And then the pasuk says, Vayira bi'af ape shachar. However, you will not be able to see the af ape, Rashi says, is the zihor, the light of the shachar, of the dawn. Now, how do we dash in this pasuk? It's a kash against Rabbi Yehuda. Midikomar, yikavlor, a person is going to be desirous of having light, vayin, and it won't be there. So, alma, or Yamamahu. The pasuk says you're going to be desirous of or, and it won't be there. And we're talking here about that the night sky is dim, and you're going to be desirous of light, so it won't be there. So or means Yamama. Kasha and Rav Yehuda. So Gemara says, no. This pasuk from Iyov, Hosom Meilatu de Kolayitle, Iyov Lamazle. Iyov was, so to say, cursing himself. He was cursing his very poor fortune. And he said, Omar, Yehi Ravo, it should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, the litzpe hachgavra, that this person, meaning himself, Iyov, should look forward to linahora, to the light. However, Iyov is cursing himself. He's meila to the kolayidle. He's cursing himself and he's saying that I'm looking forward to this light, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo lishkache, don't let me find it. In other words, Iyov was bemoaning his fate. He was cursing his fate. And therefore, that's what this pasuk means, and it doesn't mean that or means day. Or here means light, a way out, so to say. And that's what Iyov was cursing himself. So again, no stira here to Rav Yehuda's opinion. Now the Gemara says, really, Meisvei, does Or really mean nighttime? Is Rav Yehuda correct? Va'omar, the pasuk says, here David HaMelech is telling us in Tehillim, Va'omar, ach choshech yishufeni. It says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending darkness to cover me up. Rashi explains, Sovro Yisi Avoni Kishoyisi Nirdov. I thought in my affliction, my sins, that I was being chased. Ach Bechoshech Zelmos, I will die in the darkness. Achoshesh Ufeni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make me die in the darkness. And then it says, V'layla or Badeni. And then it says, but the night over here became or for me. So what does that mean? Alma or Yamamahu. So he's talking about the darkness, and then he's talking about that the night becomes day. So therefore, or means day. Kasha and Yehuda. So he says, no. This is what David HaMelech is saying. This is what David HaMelech is saying. Ani amarti, I said. He said, even in the Olam Haba, I'm going to be punished. And he says that the Olam Haba, Shudom L'Yom, it says, Olam Haba is Kulo Yom, it's all day over there. There's no darkness in the Olam Haba. So he said that even in Olam Haba, I thought I would have all darkness. In other words, I wouldn't have Olam Haba. However, Achshav, even in Olam Hazeh, Shudom L'Laila, even in this world, which is night compared to Olam Haba, which is day, or Badeni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shined his light on me. In other words, he's shown me that I've forgiven, and therefore, we can't bring a raya over here that or means daytime. This again, pasuk being homiletically darshin, and Rav Yehuda has no problem. Now, we have a whole bunch of psukim that we're going to bring to address Rav Huna Shita, that or means day, and here we're going to come and prove him wrong. Meisvei, here we have the following Mishnah, later on in our Masechta, this beautiful Masechta Pesachim that we just started. It's going to tell us, Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, Bodkin Or Li Arba Asar. You go and take a candle, and you go look for the Chometz on Or Li Arba Asar. And then it tells us, and what happens if you didn't do it on Or Li Arba Asar? So then do it the next morning. Ube Arba Asar Shachritz, you go check again. Ube Shas HaBir, and at the time of the Bir, you go and check again, making sure that you have no chametz. Now, look at what Rabbi Yehuda said. This is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Midikama Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said, Bodkin or Arbaasar. He says, you go check it or Arbaasar, and then you check the following morning, or Arbaasar Shachris. So obviously, the first statement, orally Arbaasar, is Alma or Orto. It's clearly nighttime, because he says you check in the morning as well. So it wouldn't be saying you check in the morning, you check in the morning. So obviously, the first statement, orally Arbaasar, means you check at night. And here we have a clear raya against Rav Huna, Shma Mina. This proves clearly that or means night. But the Gemara is not happy to stop here because they want to prove it from our Mishnah. This is proving it from the Mishnah that we find on Daf Yud. So the Gemara keeps on going to prove Rav Huna wrong. Meisvei, we again question Rav Huna's opinion from the following brisa. It says, Me'emosai arbo asar osur basias melocha. And what time of the day on the 14th day of Nisan, does it become prohibited to do melacha? Now Rashi explains that this is talking about Makom Shenagu. We're going to have a famous perek where we're going to go through many different customs, and it starts off with the custom of working or not working on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara there is going to say places, B'Makom Shenagu Bo Linog Isser, in places where there was a custom not to do melacha, as we learn on Daf Nud, so those places don't do work. And Makom Shenagu, Shelo Lasos Melacha, Einosim. So in those places, you're not allowed to do work. In places where they had the minog that you could work, so Gesuntay, if you wanted to work, you're allowed to work. And we'll get to that discussion, we'll get to that Gemara, and then that will lead into many, many Mishnayos that deals with a lot of very, very interesting minhagim of Klai Yisrael. So where those places had the minog, they did it. Where the places didn't have the minog, you don't have to do it. So we look forward to that parak in Yitz Hashem. But now let's focus on the part that we're interested in right now. So it says that in places where there was a minog not to do work on Erev Pesach, they didn't do work. From what point in time did they have this minog? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, the first opinion is, Mishas Ha'or, from the time of Or. Now when is Or? That's what we'll have the discussion in a moment to prove that Rav Huna is wrong, that Or means daytime. So Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov says it means Mishas Ha'or, from the start of Or. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, Mishas Honeid Sachama. It means from when the sun rises, when the sun comes up, which is, of course, a later period of time than dawn. So this is the Machlokes. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov says it's from Or, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it means from Neitzachama, sunrise. Now, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov questions Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, really, from sunrise? V'ki cheichon matzinu yom, where do we ever find that a day has two halachic components to it. Shemitzasu asu basiyas v'locha, umitzasu mut basiyas v'locha. You're saying it's from the time that the sun comes up, they had this minug not to do malacha. That means from the time of dawn until the sun comes up, they were allowed to do malacha. Where do we ever find that a day is split up in such a fashion that half the day is permissible and half the day is not permissible? Normally, the day has one halacha to it. So that's what Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov asked to Rabbi Yehuda. According to you, the day itself has two different statuses to it. We don't find that. So Yehuda said, no, we don't. Amalei, who atz v'yachiyach? That day itself, your Dal Nisan, is the perfect answer to your question. Because shemiktsaso muto b'achilas chametz, you're allowed to eat chametz in the morning hours, and then midaraisa at noon, midaraban, we stop eating chametz from 2 hours beforehand, and we stop owning chametz from 1 hour before noon. So miktsaso muto b'achilas chametz, miktsaso also b'achilas chametz. So what are you telling me? We don't find such a thing? That very day we do find such a thing, that we have the half the day that you can eat chametz, not exactly half the day, but the early part of the day you can eat chametz, and the later part of the day you can't have chametz. First midrabbanan, and then midiraisa. So how can you tell me that my concept of, well, you're allowed to work before dawn, and you're allowed to work up to netzach chama, is wrong and incorrect, because we don't find such a half day? We do find such a half day. You're dalit itself. Now, from this back and forth between Rav Elazar and Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, mi dekama Rabbi Yehuda, mi shasa netzach chama, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that you're only not allowed to do work for netzach chama, obviously, alma, or that day, dekama Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov, he meant artahu. He meant that it means nighttime, because he's telling Rabbi Yehuda that you're dividing up the day. Whereas I'm saying, I don't divide up the day, I'm saying that you're allowed to do work until R, which means you're allowed to do work all night long. Kasha and Rav Huna. Someone says, no, that's not a Kasha and Rav Huna. Lo, my or, what does it mean? Or it means Amud HaShachar. It means until dawn. So you're not allowed to do work at night, but then when or comes, when dawn comes, Amud HaShachar comes, so or means day. That's how Rav Huna would answer this discussion between Rav Elazar and Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda as a riot to him that or means day. Where it says, not so fast. Ihochi, if what you're saying, Rav Huna, is right, that or, according to Rav Elazar Yaakov, means dawn, so then, Ihochi, the Kamale, when Rav Elazar Yaakov says to Rav Yehuda, Hecha Matzino Yom, Shemitzasu Mutu Basias Melacho, Mitzasu Os Basias Melacho, where we find that there's such a concept that a half a day is allowed, half a day is not allowed, so Neima, Iul, and Avshay, he should have said this question on himself. Why is he only asking on Rav Yehuda? Ha'iko Laila, the Koshari, Rav Elazar Yaakov, says, here's an exact example where you find such a day. At night time, you're allowed to do Melacha, and the daytime, you're not. Until now, if you understood Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov as meaning that it's the start of the night time that you're not allowed to do melacha, mi'or, meaning the start of your dalit at night, you're not allowed to do melacha, so then he has no problem in saying, we don't find a day that is split up. But if you're telling me that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion is it means that during the night you can do melacha, and only in dawn and onwards you can't do melacha, so then the same question he asked the Rav Yehuda, where do you find the day split up, applies to himself as well. So obviously, since he's saying this is a problem to have a half a day that you can do melacha, half a day you can't do melacha, so it must mean that R means the start of the 14th day, and therefore he says the entire day is also the melacha, and R means nighttime, like Rav Yehuda, and Kasha and Rav Huna. So Rav Huna answers, no, Hochi Kamar. This is what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is telling Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlam al-Didi, according to me, I have no problem. Ashkechona de kor palgi rabbanon ben yomam adalela. We find many examples where night has a different halachic status than day. For example, now the gersa that we have is Ditnan, but it really should be Ditanya. It says on the side that this is a brisa. Ditanya, gabitainis tzibur, in regards to the various fast days that Chazal instituted, with the exception of Yom Kippur, which is Daraisa, and Tisha B'Av, which is the Rabbanim, where the rabbi said that the fast starts the previous night. So all the other fast days that the rabbis instituted, again, with some exceptions during certain drought periods of time where they said that the fast starts at night as well, but in general, the fast days that we have, for example, Shavuos Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, Tanis Esther, etc., all these fasts that we have, Tanis Sibur, Ad Masai Ochav Shosa, when are you allowed to still eat? So The first opinion says, Achiala Murashachar. You're allowed to eat up until dawn. So you can eat all night long. Ideally, one should say, before they go to sleep, if they want to wake up early, I hereby am not accepting upon myself the fast. But technically, the fast starts at dawn. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He says it starts at dawn. Now, clearly, we make a distinction between night and day in regards to fast. So Rav Huna would say, what's the big deal to say that we make a distinction between night, that you're allowed to do malacha, and day, you're not allowed to do malacha? That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I'd cross a gever until the rooster actually goes and makes its noises, goes cock-a-doodle-doo, until the rooster crows. So therefore, we see that there is a difference between nighttime you're allowed to eat and at some point in the day, either on a shachar or from the time that the crows hagever, the rooster crows. So Rav Huna says, just like we make a distinction in eating, you can eat up until a certain point, and then you can't eat in the same day, night versus day. So too, by malacha, what's the big deal to say? Until dawn, you can do malacha, and from dawn and on, you can't do malacha. El didach, according to you, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, hech ashkhanu yamama gufei de pagi b'rabbanan. But where do we find that the rabbis made a distinction within the same day itself? That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to ask Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Huna has no problem. But let's finish off the answer that Rabbi Yehuda the Tana gives to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah. So it says, Elo didchok, hech ashkon yamam gufei de pagi b'rabbanan. So he answers him back. Rabbi Yehuda the Tana answers back to this question of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Amalei. Who atzmo yochiach? No, that very day is again an example. Shemiktsasu muta bechilas chametz, shemiktsasu az bechilas chametz. That day is a perfect example. Until the 4 hours into the day, you can eat chametz. In the 5th hour of the day, you're allowed to own chametz, but you don't eat chametz. A kohen can eat truma that's chametz during that time. And only at the start of the 6th hour, midday rabbanan, you get rid of the chametz. At the start of noon, midday raisa, you're not allowed to have chametz, albeit it's not yet an issur of kares. So you see here, there's multiple different statuses during the day. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda answers back to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You don't have a question on me telling me how do we ever find the difference in the day. Now this is such a good answer. Where it says, Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda gave a very good slogging up to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's question to him. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had a very good question. Hach Kamalei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, this is what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yehuda. Amin Allah, Ano, Meloch de Rabbanan. I asked you, where do we find an example that midi rabbanan, we should make a distinction in work, that you're allowed to work part of the day and not allowed to work another part of the day. And what did you do? Yat amrisli chametz daraisa. And you give me a raya from chametz, which is a din daraisa. Until noon, you can eat chametz midaraisa, and afternoon, you can't eat chametz midaraisa. Now, by daraisa, you don't always have to have a reason. Yat hoch osir achmana, yat hoch ashar achmana. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes decrees, and we don't have to necessarily have a reason or a rhyme behind the decree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, at this point, you can eat chametz, and at this point on, you can't eat chametz. Why can't you eat chametz on Pesach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. So you can't question when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, until this point, yes, until this point, no. But by Adin the Rabbanon, there has to be a reason behind it. And that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying to Rabbi Yehuda, in regard to this Malkum Shenagu, where do we find that the rabbis would institute by Adin the Rabbanon, by their idea of a gzeira, that they should make a difference between half of the day and the other half of the day? That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is asking to Rabbi Yehuda. No, what does Rabbi Yehuda answer to that? The Idah, he says, shows the Rabbanan. He says, yeah, we find that there are examples from this very case. There are midi Rabbanan, you can eat till 10 o'clock regular chametz, and then in the 10 to 11 hour, the 5th hour of the day, in the idealized day of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., from 10 to 11, what we call the 5th hour of the day, you're allowed to possess chametz, but you can't eat chametz, except the kohen would be allowed to still eat at that point truma, that is chametz. And then in the 6th hour of the day, what we call from 11 to 12 in the idealized day, you're not allowed to eat midi rabbanan chametz. So here you find that the rabbis made a distinction in regards to eating. So too, they can make a distinction in regards to malacha. What's the problem? That's what Yehuda says back to Elazar ben Yaakov. No, what does Elazar ben Yaakov say to that? The Idah. So he says back to Yehuda, you're telling me about a harchaka? A harchaka who the other rabbanon daraisa? The rabbis are just protecting a daraisa. If you go till 12, and you may not know exactly when 12 is, so you better stop eating an hour before that because you can't always tell where the sun is up in the sky. They didn't have atomic clocks. They didn't have digital watches. So therefore, they didn't know exactly when it was noon. So the rabbi said, in order not to be over this daraisa, we put a harchaka in over here. So for a harchaka, we can certainly make it. But where do we find, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, asked Rabbi Yehuda, that we make a distinction in a din, the Rabbanan, that we treat half of the day different than the other half of the day when it's not a harchaka for a daraisa? So that's the dialogue between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Try again to prove that or doesn't mean like Rabbi Huna says, day. Meisve, ein masi in masuos, el alachode shenira bizmano lekacho. So we have the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah where it tells us that they used to light torches on the top of various mountains, and each mountain would see the other mountain, and then the next mountain would light the torch when they declared it would be Rosh Chodesh. In this way, they would very rapidly transmit the news of Rosh Chodesh to the Gola. Fine. So it tells us that they wouldn't be allowed to go and light these torches. Ella al hachodesh shenira bizmano likacho. A chodesh could either be 29 days, or we could have what we call a two-day Rosh Chodesh when it's 30 days. In other words, we say that the 30th day is the last day of the previous month, and we also could consider it the first day of the next month. So we have the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh when we have a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So when would they light the torches? So this brisa tells us that they would only light the torches in Masin Masuos, except if it was on the night after the 29th day. That would be the chiddush that they made the day, the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. So Ella ala chodesh shenira bizmano lekacho, ve'emasa Masin Masuos, and when would they do this? Le'or iburo, in the or of the ibur, when they would go and make the new month. Alma, what do you see? They're lighting the torches at or, Alma or, Ortu, they're lighting the torches at night, and we call the night Or. So therefore, Kashan Rav Huna, Shmamina, this is a good raya. Rav Huna slugged up again. We're still not happy. We're still going to try to slug them both up, and here we're going to go back to Rav Yehuda to try to slug up Rav Yehuda. Neisvei, Hoya Omeid Kol HaLaila U'makriv Al HaMizbeach. If a person was a Kohen, he was standing up all night in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was being makriv the Evarim and the Pedarim that they're allowed to still bring up on the Mizbeach at night time. So he was working all night long. Now, before you work in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to go and do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So he had washed his hands properly, went to the mikveh beforehand, then he washed his hands properly. And now, in the morning, La Ora, in the morning, he has to go wash his hands again. Ton kiddush yadayim raglayim. He has to go wash his hands again. Divrei Rabbi. So here you clearly see that la ora in the morning he has to go wash his hands again. Kashan Rav Yehuda, who said that or means nighttime. Here it says la ora means the morning. So Gemara says no. There's a difference between or and ora. Ora shiny. The word ora it means clearly morning, but or lav dafka means morning. We go back and ask a kasha Rav Huna, Meisvei Marzutra. Marzutra asks the following kasha from a Mishnah in Krisus on Rav Huna. We turn to Gimel Omer Aleph. And this is talking there in terms of a woman who gives birth to a girl. So then she's entitled to, after the 14 days of Tumah, 66 days of Tara. So through the first 80 days, after she goes through the first 14 days, so then those next 66 days, any blood she sees midaraisa is dam tahara. What happens, and then she has to bring a carbon leida after the birth. What happens if she were to see dam on the night of the 81st day? In other words, after her 80 days are over, she sees dam, so that dam is no longer called dam tahara, and she would in fact be no longer a woman who's Tahora, she would now in fact be a Nida or a Zava, depending on what her status is. So Hamapelis or Lishmonim Ve'echod, if she would never have a miscarriage during that period of time, she became pregnant again, and now she miscarries. So if she miscarries during the days of Tahara, she doesn't have to bring a separate carbon. However, if she miscarries after the days of Tahara, so then she has to bring a separate carbon. So Hamapelis or Lishmonim Ve'echod, if a woman miscarries on, would be at the conclusion of the 80 days, or the start of the 81st day. So Beis Shammai poter min carbon. Beis Shammai says that she doesn't have to bring a carbon because you're not allowed to bring a carbon at night, and therefore she's still miscarried in the period of time that she hasn't been able to bring a carbon. And therefore, she doesn't have to go bring a second carbon for the new hapala that she had, Nebuch, the miscarriage that she had. Beis Hillel mechayvin. Beis Hillel says, yes, just like with the blood, she's considered outside her days of Tahara, so therefore it is new blood. So too, she's outside the days when she wouldn't have to bring a carbon, and Beis Hillel is mechayivin. Amul and Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said Beis Shammai, listen, Maishna or Shmona V'Yechad, Miyom Shmona V'Yechad, why do you say that if she miscarries on the 81st during the daytime, she definitely has to bring another carbon? But you're saying if she miscarries the nighttime of the 81st day, she doesn't have to bring a carbon. Why is there this distinction? Im shiva lo l'tumah, lo yishva lo l'carbon. In regards to tumah, you agree with us that if she saw blood that night, that's beyond the days of Tahara, and she would become a nida. So why don't you agree to us to the carbon?
So Rashi explains it by Sham. He says, no, there's a difference between the blood and the carbon. But the bottom line is, be the carbon by Beisil and Beishamai. Since Beisil says to Beishamai, Maishno or Shmonim V'Echad, Miyom Shmonim V'Echad, why do you make a distinction between or, meaning the start, the nighttime of the 81st day, Miyom, from the day of the 81st day? Clearly, Shema Mina, or Urtu. Clearly, the usage of the word or means night. Kasha and Rav Huna, Shema Mina. Another proof against Rav Huna. With this, we conclude our first beautiful daf in Psachim. Yitz Hashem will pick up over here tomorrow. Everyone should be matzliach to learn this Masechta as a beautiful preparation for Pesach. Again, Yitz Hashem, we're going to finish this Masechta Psachim right before Pesach. Everyone should have a wonderful day.